All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to have you with us on this, Monday, the 27th of November, 2023, and talking about you and your love affair or hate affair, as the case may be, with the Buffalo sports team. And, you know, yesterday I... again, if you're around long enough, you understand that when the big game is on the line, when a major game is on the line, it doesn't matter if the Bills are up by 10 points, 20 points, or 50 points. They'll find a way to lose the game. And that's exactly what they did yesterday. Bad officiating and all, whatever you want to say. Great performance by the defense in the first half of yesterday's game, and the Buffalo Bills. And again, they don't just lose; they lose in Greek tragedy fashion. That's how they lose. And you have to admit the irony that the Buffalo Bills lose a game because of a rule that was instituted. It's called the Josh Allen rule, colloquially, that both teams in overtime must touch the ball. And look, I'm sorry, but I know everybody loves Josh Allen, but the guy is 0-6 in overtime games. He hasn't won an overtime game in the National Football League. And that should concern you because the great players and the great teams find a way to win. Patrick Mahomes, his appearances more often than not, he at least has shown he can find a way to win. And the Buffalo Bills, unfortunately, they're like the T's. Even going back 30 years ago, I remember my male friends at the time used to call them the CT Buffalo Bills, and I'm not going to tell you what CT stands for. I will say the second word is the word T's, T-E-A-S-E. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Are you a football fanatic? Are you a Bills fanatic? Let's go to Mark in Buffalo. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. You're sharp and focused today. It's very enjoyable listening to you. I'm an Eagles fan.
I'm always sharp and focused. What are you talking about? Meth's a hell of a drug.
Sharp as a pencil, man. I'm an Eagles fan and also an Auburn graduate, and I'm emotionally scarred after the Auburn-Alabama game. That's a different story. I believe that Buffalo outplayed Philadelphia, and I also believe that the Bills deserved the win. I think the total aggregate yards on offense was over 534 points, and they find a way to lose. That's unbelievable.
Well, that kind of contradicts your first statement. The Bills did not deserve to win. They did not deserve to win because they were outscored by the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's the name of the game. You having more points on the board than your opposition at the end of a football game or hockey game or whatever it might be.
If you look at all the relative statistics of the game, I think that Buffalo outplayed Philadelphia in every measure of the game, practically.
It doesn't matter because the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Buffalo Bills. The cliches are legendary. Just win, baby. Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. I mean, Mark, why do you think it is that when the Bills lose, they lose in such dramatic fashion? It's like heartbreaking fashion. I mean, sometimes they've been blown out, like three of the four Super Bowls, but usually when they lose, it's always something extremely dramatic.
It's spectacular. They find new and creative, unknown ways to win. It's unbelievable.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I
appreciate the call. To me, the Eagles deserve to win because the rules of football and every other sport, if you have more points than the opposition at the end of the game, or you score, you get the ball in overtime and you managed to outscore the opponent, you win. And therefore, the Philadelphia Eagles deserved to win the game. I know you might not like that, but it is what it is. Here's Frank in West Seneca. You are on WBEN. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Tom. I hate to tell you this, but I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, lifelong fan. And I was hoping for the Bills to beat Philly for obvious reasons, but that didn't come about. I don't know if they'll ever, like you said, win a Super Bowl, because they seem to come across as a mediocre team, you know, just the way they play.
Well, okay, but I mean, we have, okay, going back to the early 1990s, okay,
yeah.
this team has like a, almost a 30-year history of not just blowing big games, but blowing big games in unbelievable fashion. You, as I said, if you were writing a novel or a book, or making a movie about the gang who couldn't shoot straight, it would be the Buffalo Bills.
They had a talented team there, those four Super Bowls. It's just too bad they were out.
Well, it's too bad they were more interested in partying in Tampa than they were the game. They thought the Super Bowl was going to come out and walk the trophy to them.
Yep, that's what I heard, stories in the back, you know, from people. It's like, you know, until they, I don't know, they seem like a mediocre team. I mean, even my team isn't the greatest this year, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, you know, I'm kind of curious about the psychology of you live in West Seneca and you are a Dallas Cowboys fan. Would you like to know, would you like to explain how that came about?
Oh, I've always loved watching them. I mean, way back in the, you know, late 60s and 70s, I kind of liked the Bills. But after a while, they break your heart. But I've always liked the Cowboys and Landry and all that. You know, not just because, I'm not a bandwagon person, you know, I just... the way they operated and, won their Super Bowls, obviously. But I get that a lot when I'm walking around with my Dallas stuff on. But,
Well, I mean, it's just curious. Usually people grow up in an area or they live in an area.
Yeah,
I
know. People are telling me, why don't you move to Dallas? And I'm like, no, Buffalo's fine.
Well, but... Okay, maybe you can help me understand something, Frank, okay? Because, I mean, I watch football as entertainment. I do enjoy watching the game. I think it's a tremendous game to watch, okay?
So I'll say
that to preface this. But at the end of the day, the Buffalo Bills, let's just say that a miracle happens. Angels descend from heaven. St. Michael destroys Satan, and the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl. What's in it for Bills fans? Like, what do they get out of it? Do they get a free year of tickets? Nope.
Probably not.
What they get out of it is the opportunity to buy even more merchandise.
Exactly.
They'll probably charge $75 for a T-shirt that says Buffalo Bills Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, when the Super Bowl's over, that's football season's over. I worry about, you know, hockey, basketball, whatever. I enjoy watching sports just for entertainment. I don't make it rule my life. Like, it seems like when the Bills lose here, everybody's like, oh, my God, you know, like a death in the family. But, you know, it's entertainment. Now, that's all it is.
You know, maybe somebody would like to disagree with me on this, but when the Bills lost the season opener to the New York Jets, I think that disillusioned a lot of people very, very early. And I think a lot of people tried to keep the faith in the Buffalo Bills, but that game left a very bitter taste in a lot of mouths. People I know who live and die by the Buffalo Bills were very concerned after that loss to the backup quarterback. Aaron Rodgers was knocked out of the game.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad. I mean, I think they need a different coach too. Personally, I was listening to that one guy before you, you know, and I think they need somebody else. Some of the calls he makes, it's like, why are you doing that? You know, I mean, I've seen enough games in my lifetime. It's like some of the things just didn't make sense, you know, over the years. But that same thing goes with the hockey. You know, I don't know. They need the coach they have now. It's like, I don't know what's going on with them. They should be doing better with the young crew they have there. It's just, I don't know what's going on.
You know what? I haven't even had a chance to analyze the Buffalo Sabres and their woes, and the fact that Tage Thompson, who was lighting the league on fire during a good part of last season, is out extended with the injury does not exactly help the Buffalo Sabres, and they also still have issues at goaltending. Levi, I mean, they still have issues with goaltending. And, you know, again, goaltending is, if it's not the most important position in hockey, it's one of the most important positions of hockey, in hockey. And if you doubt me, ask what the guys who are still around from the 1974-75 Sabres had to say about the Stanley Cup Finals. If not for Bernie Parent, we would have won the Stanley Cup.
Right.
And Bernie Parent put in the performance of a lifetime, and the Philadelphia Flyers beat the Sabres 4-2.
Yep.
Buffalo's in 1975. And the Sabres still haven't won a damn Stanley Cup. And it doesn't look like this is the year.
You know, Hasek, when they had Hasek and Miller, those goalies kept them in a lot of games they should have never won. But you need defense in front. You can't just rely on the goalie, you know. You got to have active defense.
So your favorite sport is what?
I'd say football, then soccer. I was born in Germany, became a citizen here in 1979 so I could vote. I love watching World Cup and stuff like that. Rugby, now that's a sport. You know, no pads.
No, rugby is a gang assault disguised as a sport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
pretty much anything. You know.
I mean, actually, our football, I believe, is derived from rugby in some weird weird third step cousin of rugby. Thank you very much for the call, Frank.
Have a good holiday.
Vielen Dank, and I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you. 803, well, he said he was born in Germany. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. I just said much thanks. 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Bobby in Tonawanda on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I'm glad you're doing this show. I am so fed up with the Bills. I'm not going to buy one more anything of theirs. No shirts, no jackets, no hats, no nothing. I've had it. And then McDermott gets on TV and, oh, yeah, we're going to have to look into this. And, oh, yeah, we're going to have to do better. It's the same thing every week. And they don't do better. And I've had it with them. And Josh, when he was running and jumping over people and that, we were winning games really good. Now, I don't know, since they gave him that increase in pay, it's like treating him like a baby. He can't do anything anymore.
All right, who can't do anything anymore? Josh Allen?
Yes.
Oh, Josh Allen is still a very talented quarterback. He has a really bad turnover problem, and unfortunately, for as well as he played yesterday, in so many instances, he throws an interception, puts the Eagles in great field position at the worst possible time.
He does.
Now, if you're playing defense for the Buffalo Bills, that sucks the life right out of you.
Tom, he does it every game.
I know.
And then listen to it. They did 10 things wrong or something like that.
Okay. Do you want to think about that?
10 penalties.
Oh, yeah. That was in the first half. 10 penalties against Buffalo, 1 against Philadelphia. The referees sucked. I will grant anybody that. They sucked.
Definitely.
But the bottom line is the Buffalo Bills had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and they managed to lose the game. And I'm sorry, but that is not a good reflection on Sean McDermott as a head coach. Sorry. It just isn't.
No. And I got to tell you something else. We don't have any teams here that are ever going to get any. The Sabres are never going to get the Stanley Cup. The Bills are never going to win the Super Bowl. I can tell, as long as I'm 75, I doubt very much that I'll ever see them win the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup.
I'd give that about a 2% probability. I give my own situation a 5% probability. If you want to hold on, you may certainly do so. You're all fired up, and that's good. I'm not a sports talk host, by the way. So let's put her on hold, please. I'm not a sports talk host. I don't claim to know the X's and O's. I'm more of a big picture kind of guy, and I'm just kind of interested in how football became the new religion in America and why people are so fanatical about it. And what is it about the Buffalo Bills that, I'm sorry, they don't just lose. They lose in heartbreaking ways. Like, being a Bills fan is like being married for 20 years, and once a year you walk into your bedroom with a different wife, and there she is with another dude. That's like being a Bills fan. I mean, some of you are into that, whatever. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, awesome call, Tanner Saunders. Well played. It's 4:39 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Reminds me of seeing one of the local bands that specializes in 60s, early 70s British invasion stuff, 45 RPM. They're quite a talented group of guys. And then Saturday was a real treat because had a chance to see Reset the Vinyl, along with Back to the Bars, at an establishment in Depew. And it was kind of funny sitting at a table with my wife, my ex-wife, and my daughter. it's a weird situation, I know. 803-0930. Not that weird. What, are you supposed to, like, hate your ex-wife just because she's your ex-wife? I don't think so. 803-0930, and we'll get her back on the show, because she owes me for dinner. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. If you're just joining us, so just tell me something. How big a sports fan are you really? And is it not true? I mean, is there a single team in all of professional sports that has lost more big games in more bizarre ways than the Buffalo Bills? Smoking Man on the X-Files, I think, was right. They're never going to win a Super Bowl. Do you believe by the time you are interred at Forest Lawn or one of the other Forest Lawn group of cemetery, do you believe that you're actually going to see the Bills or the Sabres win a championship? And I'm putting the odds for me at this point at 5%. I give it a 5% chance, and it's probably being generous. Let's go to, Bobby here again in Tonawanda, who's pretty fired up earlier.
You know, Tom, I got to tell you something. All my friends are telling me I'm crazy. You know what? Diggs, if he wants to win the Super Bowl, get the hell out of Buffalo. Go to another team and play. Next year, how many of those guys are going to be around? What is it going to look like next year? That's going to be 18 years we've been waiting. I'm done. I am not buying any of this stuff. I'm done.
Well, look, I think it has to be a source of concern that the stud players, many of them on the Buffalo Bills, are very long in the tooth by NFL standards. Look, do not underestimate the damage that is done to the human body playing in the National Football League. These guys put themselves into situations that most of us would not get up the ground. We'd need to be put on a backboard and taken to ECMC. These are incredible athletes, incredibly in shape, incredibly fit, but, you know, let's put it this way. Just think about another job where you get to be 30 years old and you're basically over the hill. And the Bills are go ahead.
Did you see Diggs yesterday walking back and forth, talking to the guy? I mean, his heart is in that game. He wants to win. You know what I mean? He wants to win desperately. I don't know what the other guys are doing. I have no idea. But, you know, if he wants to win the Super Bowl, go to another team, because you're not going to do it here.
The off season is going to be interesting. I'll say that much. And quite frankly, again, you know, people can say, oh, you're reading too much into this. You're reading too much into this. You don't know football. I know a little bit about human nature. And last year, at the Cincinnati playoff game when Stephon Diggs was basically chewing out Josh Allen, I said to myself, here we go again, the bickering Bills, part two,
right.
And this guy does not want to stay here. He did.
I think there's more going on, Tom, than we know about.
Oh, there definitely is, but I'm not going to get into that. I'm just saying. And people get distracted with personal situations, which you have to separate from a professional situation, whether you are an athlete or no matter what it is you do, if you're an actor. I mean, life happens, and these guys are human beings, but you've got to be solely dedicated to win. And unfortunately, I get the feeling watching the Buffalo Bills, especially in the Sean McDermott era, with the talent that he's had available in its prime, which it no longer is. The Bills are no longer in their prime. That they play not to lose.
Right. Now, you know, let's go celebrate when they lose. You know, at the end of the season, let's all go and clap hands and say, we love you, Bills, and all that, like we've done for the last 17 years. I'm not doing it.
Hope springs eternal. I mean, that's just hope always springs eternal. And what gets me, okay, something that gets me about all professional sports and all teams is this. Oh, look who we picked up in the offseason. Look who we drafted. Look who we signed. And it's always like they forget other teams also made acquisitions and signed draft picks. So it's not like you are the only team that got new toys to play with. I mean, and what else? I mean, Dalton Kincaid has proven himself more often than not. I think he was a great draft pick for the Buffalo Bills. Gabe Davis, I'm hot and cold on Gabe Davis. It's just, I mean, look, I don't know what Stephon Diggs is going to do, but obviously he wants a Super Bowl, and I think he is a smart enough guy to see the writing on the wall that this team is over. I'm sorry, but the core of this team is over the hill. We're very, very close to being over the hill.
I agree.
All right. Thank you very much. You don't have to agree, but I'm glad you called. Oh, sorry. I thought you were through. My bad. My apology. We do have snow coming down south of the city. Do use your winter driving skills. Even Lancaster has several inches of snow on the ground. 803-0930 is the phone number. How big a Buffalo Bills fan are you? I'm curious. Look, I watch it for entertainment. I do. I have developed over the years a real, I don't claim expertise, okay, but I've developed a love of watching the game of football and the strategy and everything that goes into clock management, game management, etc. I mean, it really is a science, and I enjoy that part of the game. I truly do. But I cannot emotionally, I cannot emotionally invest in the Buffalo Bills because I don't want that feeling of that kid outside the arena after Carolina moved on past the Buffalo Sabres the year the Sabres were supposed to win the Stanley Cup, just like the year the Buffalo Bills were supposed to win the Super Bowl and then 13 seconds happened. And I am a firm believer. And I can't prove this. It's an unprovable statement. But I do not believe the Buffalo Bills ever recovered from Kansas City and 13 seconds. I think that to this version of the Buffalo Bills team, that was as psychologically detrimental as wide right was to the Jim Kelly era Buffalo Bills. There are some things you don't get over. And I think that was such a trauma to that team. And then you add on to that the Hamlin situation. And I think psychologically, emotionally, this team is spent. And I believe it's a spent force. And I don't see them making progress. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Maybe some of you have been sports fans and you've ceased being sports fans. Let's go to Dan in Buffalo on WBEN. Hello.
Well, that was me you were talking about. big time sports is something I can't do at all anymore. But it was a process over the years. I was a babe in the woods in the early 60s, mid 60s. And, you know, this is when most of the players in football had jobs during the off season. The bigger guys would become partners in car dealerships, and Ernie Worlick had Henry's on Main Street. But I loved it all for a while, but it got spoiled, and it all got spoiled. And you advance forward. This may be too big a leap, but to the days of Tom Snyder, he used to have ex-players on, and every single one of them wanted to broach the subject of fixing. And nobody I knew wanted to hear about it, though. And it got no traction as news.
I know a lot of people who think that all professional sports are fixed and rigged for the gambling community, and it's all a scam. I'm not saying I believe that. I'm just saying it certainly isn't the first time I've heard that. And as far as the players having jobs in the off season, look, the players have a limited time where they can have a career in the National Football League. And I don't blame players at all for the amount of money that they're paid, because the owners of the teams believe they are worth that money. And what are the owners supposed to get everything and the players get a few pennies? No.
But you could play football, you should
make as much money as somebody's going to pay, and nobody's overpaid.
I'm talking about a whole picture, though, of thing getting spoiled. You know, I'll tell you what, Art Donovan on Letterman became my hero when Letterman said, hey, what do you think about the upcoming whatever Super Bowl? And Art Donovan said, are you kidding? You think I watch that stuff anymore? And I was gleeful because, you know, everybody I know is still ensconced in it, absorbed. And I'm like, you know, I'm finding other things to do when those things are on. It can't be helped.
Talking about what happened yesterday, look, I'm not going to lie, I do enjoy watching football. Do I know everything there is to know about football? No, I do not. But one thing that is consistent year after year, season after season, the Buffalo Bills do not win Super Bowls. I don't think they will during my lifetime. I put the probability of that at 5%, and I think that's a little bit high. Let's go to Dan again here on the West Side, who has been turned off to sports. But, you know, the reason I brought up the owner situation, I remember like 1973, 74, when the NFL Players Association was picketing a training camp, which was at Niagara University at the time, and having a chance to actually get Reggie McKenzie's autograph and get a picture taken with him, which I thought was pretty cool. Look, the players are the ones who make the money for the National Football League. The players are the ones who make the money for the owners. And if an owner is willing to pay a player $250 million over a contract, that means that the owner believes it is worth it. Therefore, I do not believe these guys are overpaid. Please go ahead.
Oh, I like the idea of people getting paid. That's not the issue. The issue is... through various means and reasons, big time sports, and it's only big time sports that I hate, got spoiled. And I was in Houston in 82. I was enjoying the fact that there was all kinds of new interest around the country in the NHL. But the league was still managing to throw a bucket of cold water on that interest because, you know, there's a lot of rinky-dink aspects to the way the whole thing is covered. My cousin from Port Colborne said that when he was young, if a fight broke out on the ice, the camera panned away from it. Can you imagine that? Not anymore. But, a lot of sports I do like, you know, but I mean, they're individual sports, participant sports. One team sport I like is women's college volleyball, but we won't go into that.
Okay.
Well,
I love volleyball. That's one sport that I actually have talent at playing, believe it or not. As short as I am, I'm really good at volleyball.
The women's college volleyball is very visual, but they're also great athletes. They came back from a commercial one time, and one of the cameramen had vegged, and he was focused on one girl from the waist down for I don't know how long till someone woke him up. But that's all part of it for me. But they're still managing not to spoil that.
I got to move on. I thank you very much. 4:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And again, I'm a prisoner of the clock. I'll continue this after 5 o'clock. I might add some new wrinkles in. And, of course, if you're caught in any traffic issue, by all means, call in, because we've got snow south of the city, east of the city, and it's drifting into ski country. And just be very aware that there are some really slippery travel conditions out there.